Hello everybody, my name is Jack Morgan-Jones and welcome to this, the third episode of the Italian Insider podcast, a new series that uses short stories by Italian authors to discuss different topics. Our third is a feminist text by feminist author Caccia Marini, and it looks in particular at the topic of abortion. We don't know her name, but we do know she's 15 years old, and from the beginning of Marini's short story, we get a physical description of our protagonist. She's slender, with the type of waist that you could get two hands around. The short story, therefore, The Girl with the Plate, is describing a protagonist that is vulnerable. And as she walks and thinks of the abortion that she has to get, we can't help but feel empathy. At 15, Marini describes her as being unable even to think of the strangeness of her situation. And she thinks of the creature inside of her as if it had an imprisoned voice that was laughing at her, for there is no escape from the outside social stigma. Abortion has been legal in Italy since 1978, and the law allows women to terminate their pregnancies within 3 months of inception. Marini is a leading feminist authority from the 1960s and 70s and has written several important novels, but even after 1978, the tremendous social stigma attached to abortion remained in Catholic Italy and still persisted when this short story was published in the 1990s. The Girl with the Plate has things to say about Italy today, when we have an ex-Minister of the Interior, Salvini, making comments in February 2020 in which he insinuated that migrant women who go to the emergency rooms to seek abortion lead, and I quote, uncivilized lives, likening their use of the emergency room to the use of ATMs. Perhaps Salvini doesn't have the cognitive cash flow required to realize that social shaming, that stigma, might have some part to play in the fact that people are reproductively ignorant in the first place. Marini gives us a real insight into the 15-year-old's mind. She wonders whether kisses alone could get you pregnant. She considers who the father is. Was it Vacciarella, for instance, with his hairy wrists who seduced her by his silence? Or was it her professor, Mr. Gaetani, who seedily stole her away in the car after class and, after having had sex with her, talked excitedly to her about her, quoting poets, talking about how extreme youth represented for him both danger and excitement, and reminding us, the reader, that pathological openness is also one of the more devious ways that people use to get what they want. The short story places in sharp relief the position of ignorance this girl has compared to that of her educator, who leaves her with nothing but a barrage of uncertainties.
Ai 15 anni, si dice, stai per finire l'anno di scuola e aspetti un figlio che non sai di chi sia. A chi puoi raccontarlo? Forse sua madre le direbbe di tenerlo per poi educarlo lei. Suo padre invece la guarderebbe con la faccia triste e persa, gli occhi pesti malati. È strano come assomiglia al professor Gaetani. Non lo aveva mai notato, ma è proprio così. Hanno persino le stesse mani lunghe e gentili.
The true horror of it is that the 15-year-old doesn't see herself as a victim. Of course, her naivety doesn't make her any less of one, but because this short story was written from the perspective of the 15-year-old, the author doesn't allow us as readers any satisfaction for seeing her perpetrators as they truly are. There are lots of great pieces of postmodern literature that complicate the relationship between the sexes by providing a nuance of power relations and distorting expectations and challenging preconceptions. The Blindfold by Siri Hutzfeldt is my favourite. But sometimes, as was in this case, there is a need for simplicity, empathy, and for seeing villains as not much more than what they really are.
E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, 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 ciao.